Neighbors at War. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Stacy.
Hello there, Stacy. How are you this Friday?
Paul. I am good, but I didn't know when you said neighbors at war, I immediately got worried. I'm like, has he been talking to some of my neighbors? Or
yes.
What is the story?
I've been talking to all of your neighbors,
or
not some of
war?
Them. Every single, on all sides,
okay,
surrounded.
Because I'm thinking, are they at war with me and I don't know it? Are you going to scoop me? Are you going to surprise reveal something?
It is. There's a bunch of them coming in right
this
now.
This is your life.
To yell at you about something.
Well, whoever called the police for that dump party on the kids.
It wasn't. It was that old woman who you threw out of the house.
We already told you that. So yeah. I'm like curious. When you said neighbors at war, you sprung that on me. I don't know if this is a personal story or somebody
it's
else.
It's a personal story.
Is Sasha involved?
Sasha is not involved,
okay,
nor are you involved.
Okay, good.
Whatever your name is this week.
Stacy.
Oh, Stacy. I already forgot. Sorry, Stacy. No, in fact, one of our listeners,
yes,
who lives on my street, called in to complain. Actually, came and stopped me on the street when I was walking with Peter and said they wanted to make their grievance known that their neighbor, so another person on my street who I don't really know,
okay,
is building a fence and they feel that the fence is encroaching on their property.
Their view.
Not even the view,
okay,
just on their property line.
Okay.
You know, this is a major, major dispute in a town
right,
like ours.
Absolutely.
Major dispute.
They go on all parts of town, my part of town too, because there's a word for it. It's not just encroaching, it's
encroaching.
An actual word though. Well, there's
easement.
Another word.
No.
Easement. Right.
No,
you need an easement.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Is that if you put it.
Law school did pay off. What do you know? Three
I know,
years.
It's just cheapo real estate class.
Oh,
the easement.
My God.
But if you put up that fence and you let them put it up on your property, of their certain amount of years, then that becomes their property. They take your property. It's
anyone who's studying
domain.
For the bar exam, make sure to listen to this episode.
Or for your real estate license.
Right. One of the two. So that's it. So they wanted to say there's a grief. Have you ever had that problem or no?
I have not had that particular problem.
Have you been the person who's been putting up the fence and other people have been aggrieved by you?
I have never put up a fence. My neighbor that I'm next to now, they did put up a fence when they moved in. And honestly, I don't think I checked the property line. I hope they didn't do that. Go
uh-huh.
I don't think they would have.
Right.
I like to think most people wouldn't, you know, I mean, I personally would never. I would check and put it right on the thing. So I'd like to think that ours is right where it's supposed to be.
That's what she
said. You
know,
I realize I never checked. I think it is.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I've never put up a fence. And
well,
I would never encroach on someone else's property. I'm not a scumbag.
Whoa, that's
well,
a fancy
don't you
word
think it's
there.
A scumbag move? I think that's a scumbag move to try and take someone's property by easementing.
Say it
right.
One more time. Scumbag?
You like when I say that?
Oh.
Does it bring out the Law and Order, like something in you? Like, are you a Law and Order fan?
No.
Really?
I'm an NCIS fan.
Oh, okay.
Not
does
Law
it,
and Order. It's a
well,
huge difference.
Well, okay,
oh,
but does
my
the
God.
NCIS viewer in you like when I say scumbag?
Oh,
like, I sound
God.
Like I work in
I
the,
want to bring down that
scumbag.
Although I think given that you're G-rated language,
yeah,
if you look up the literal definition of a scumbag.
Bag filled with scum.
Yeah, but that's not what it means.
It doesn't?
No.
I think of it as that.
Okay. It's a good thing you don't have Google with you. Otherwise, it would lead into a whole other discussion.
Okay. Well, I guess, it's a sexual bag filled with stuff?
Something like that.
Like,
I have no idea. I'm just making it up.
Oh,
I don't
I thought
know.
You meant
no,
like
it is.
Condom.
You know what? Now
like
I'm going to have to look it
is
up.
Is it a condom and it's the stuff left in the condom? It's
I don't
a
think
bag.
That's
That's what
it's,
I thought you meant.
My God. Where is our show going?
Yes, let's stick with the community, Paul.
Well, okay. Well, a contemptible or objectionable person.
A scumbag.
That's it.
So I'm saying I'm not a scumbag. I wouldn't try to steal someone's... First of all, I'm not a stealer. I'm not a cheater. I'm not a liar. I'm not a crook. And it annoys me. Those people, you said on the Facebook Live, I don't get worked up. I get worked up over those people because I don't understand why everyone can't just play by the rules and live life as a good person. I don't get it. It's not that hard. I don't steal. I don't lie. I don't do that stuff. And I don't understand why everyone just can't live like me and be perfect like Stacy. No. But I'm seriously, why can't people just follow the rules? Like it's not that hard.
So I'm on the Urban Dictionary now looking up definitions of scumbag and how to use it in a sentence. A person of poor judgment and no class. You scumbag, motherfucking asshole, shit for brains. You should be shot.
I like
See,
that
there
example.
It goes. That's it.
I like how Urban Dictionary goes all the way.
A low-life human being who is as worthless as a used rubber is a fucking scumbag.
See, I wasn't exaggerating. When I said a used condom, they do mean a scumbag like that. They actually mean a used condom. So I wasn't off when I said that.
Okay, so that's it. So I don't even know how we got to this, but Okay. My neighbor's complaining about the scumbag next door. Right.
You don't think it's a scumbag move, or what do you think?
I don't know.
You could use the word lowlife. You don't think it's a lowlife move to purposely try to steal the property?
I'm offended by you keep using this word.
Wait, you don't think it's a lowlife move?
Of course it is. It's bullshit.
Well, I need you to say that.
That motherfucking scumbag needs to move his fucking bullshit fence. Is that better?
Yes. I like those, by the way.
What? That's what she said. Exactly. Okay, so that's it. I don't know why I had to say that on air. So neighbors at war.
Well, and you know what? I don't think that's the only war in town. Somebody told me in town, when they moved to town, this really happened, their next door neighbor, gave a hard time because they said that their jungle gym, you know, you get that for your little kid,
right.
It wasn't on their property. It was on my person's property. But it was too close to their property. Like, there's an actual, I think, amount of feet
yes.
that it has to be. I forget what that's called. That's not an easement
no.
or an encroachment. There's an actual word for that,
I don't
too.
Know. I went to law school a long time ago, and
class.
I have no idea.
But there's a word for that, and it has to be, let's say, 10 feet in from the
right.
property line. And maybe it was 8. I don't know what it was. But these jerks next door to them, who were, like, seniors already, had no kids, and these people move in with, like, a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, you're such a misery that you're, like, worried that the jungle gym is not. So these actual people tried to, like, take them to court about it. And apparently their neighbor was on the town council. He's one of these, you know, local politicians.
Busybodies.
Well, but local politicians, you know.
Busybodies.
Well, right, busybodies, but more than that. They're like Gestapo in a small town, right?
Right.
So it's like, I've got power. I'm on the town council.
The SS of our small
right.
town.
And then they're going to use their little personal power for their own personal grudge or grievance, which is so disgusting.
Awful.
I mean, if you take an oath, even in some shit small town, you should honor that oath, don't you think?
It's a lot of bad S words we're using today. Shit, scumbag.
Okay, let's move on to something else.
I can't.
In a little podunk town.
Right.
Okay. Even if you're in a podunk town of 5,000 people or 10,000 or 20,000 people.
Or 200 million.
You take an oath, right. You take an oath and you should like honor that oath. I don't think you should be in public service to use your job to get the jungle gym next door moved 2 feet because you're just such an a-hole. You can't let a little kid have her fun. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure what planet you're from, but that's the way the world works, unfortunately.
See, that's my problem, Paul. I really am from the planet of, like, I believe the stuff they taught us in kindergarten. Like, be a good person, tell the truth, be honest, be transparent. So I do live in that world. I stayed in that world. And the rest of the world became this other world where
right.
nobody does the right thing. And
so you live in a...
In my mind, I live in the world of, like, you do the right thing. I do the right thing as much as I can. I mean, I might unintentionally hurt someone, but I purposely don't. I mean, I make sure that I'm not breaking laws, that I'm not doing disgust, I'm not cheating. Because my thing is, there's no need to. You can get what you want without cheating and lying. So
right.
why do you need to cheat and lie?
Right.
I don't understand that.
This is a very moralistic episode of Community.
Should we get less moralistic?
No, I'm just saying, I know how we can tie everyone together.
Tie it in, baby.
So we can get everyone together. I'm doing a lasso type thing.
Get that lasso out.
Oh, my arm hurts.
Ow.
The, how we can tie everyone together is this Friday, we should bring all warring nations,
yes.
all warring
flags
town port.
Of the town. I should do flags.
All warring town port.
Residents.
Good, thank you.
They're various
I'm so
interest groups, and they're various... factions. You've got the historians who want to save all the teardowns.
Right.
You've got the elementary school people who don't want their kindergartner to have art class in the thing, and that's why they want all the middle school. You got the warring factions. We're going to bring them together.
We're going to bring them together at the Craft Beer Festival this weekend.
That's happening
this
weekend.
Are you going? Stacy, right? Are you going, Stacy?
Do you know that Stacy does not drink beer?
She doesn't.
She does not. Neither does Sasha. No, I think beer tastes like piss. I decided that at some point when I was in high school. So
well, thank you for alienating every beer listener and craft festival.
I know. Everybody loves beer. The world loves beer, except for me.
I'm not a beer person either.
So I don't drink beer.
But should we just go there anyway?
We could go to try to kumbaya, get everyone together, like you said. But I'm not going to go if they're going to charge me $35 for beer I'm not going to drink.
Well, they're charging $35 for beer that you're not going to drink.
But at this point, don't we get a pass because we're community news?
We still haven't gotten any free stuff yet. What's going on? That's
you know
part
what?
Of your IT.
See, but that goes back to the problem of my moralistic fiber. I don't try to get free stuff. We could be working it so hard. I don't try to even get us passes and free stuff, but you know.
But you said way back
when.
We don't
have time. We need to get an intern. I used to think I was going to have time. We need to get one of our interns, summer intern. I have a bunch of summer interns starting next week.
Do you?
We need one of our summer interns to just be focused on getting us the press passes, free entrance to the concerts.
I thought they were busy doing other things, our interns.
They have jobs, but
holding up one breast and the other one holding up another breast. Like the
Roman Empire.
That's it. Feeding you grapes. Isn't that what you bring the interns in for?
Well, that's what you brought them in for. But
what, to feed you grapes?
Yes, and to hold up my boobs. Right.
Well, you know, someone has to do it. So
now I have a bra, so we don't need that. I can move the interns on to more official business.
But what about on the days you don't wear bras?
I'll be wearing it. As long as you make me leave the house, I'll wear it. If you come to my house, all bets are off. You might find me naked.
Oh, my God.
No, I was just kidding. I'm trying to make the show salacious.
Oh, okay. To get it off that whole neighbor warring thing and who gives a crap about them.
No, warring neighbors is big in every town. It's like the War of the Roses, but that was a couple.
Uh-huh.
But warring neighbors happens everywhere.
Okay, so Craft Beer Festival.
Craft Beer Festival.
All the warring neighbors are going to wind up there.
Now, at a craft beer festival, so they serve, I'm not trying to be silly, is it craft brand, like Kraft macaroni and cheese?
Yes, that's it. It's all craft. No, craft beer means all these people who make their own brews.
Oh, God. So they craft it at home?
Right. All these home brews.
What?
Little breweries.
Oh, that's scary like to me. So you don't even know what you're getting. It's like a meth lab person coming and just mixing a bunch of shit together.
So, yeah.
So it's basically a dump festival for beer.
Right. So we're going to have a craft beer festival and we're a meth festival.
I did not know that's what craft beer meant. I thought it meant like artisan, like something fancy kind of beer.
It is. That's what it is. Yeah, it's artisan.
But now people are sitting at home in their sink and there's nobody regulating it. We don't know what they're putting in it.
Right.
Oh my God, that's beer. I wouldn't drink any beer, but I certainly don't want to drink that beer.
So basically what you're saying is you will not be there.
No. You should go.
No.
I feel like it could be a fun event, as you said. Like it might be the event that brings everybody out because people like beer.
Right.
So it might be the good community event where we see people. I know where I'll see everybody this summer, but we probably should wait till we do a show about the 4th of July. But the fireworks is where you really see everybody.
Hence the reason why I will be avoiding the fireworks. And if you think there are going to be a lot of people at the Craft Beer Festival, I'll be avoiding that also. One last thing I just want to remind high school senior parents, the graduation celebration permission form needs to be signed by both you and your brat before they go on the trip.
A waiver.
So that the high school has zero liability for those kids.
For the 90% of them that are going to get skunk drunk.
Exactly. So you're signing your life away. If you want your kid to go to that party, make sure to sign that form, though.
Yeah. And if you want your kid not to become an alcoholic, you might want to not have him go to that party.
Even better. So that's it. So if you're going to sign the permission form, have a good time at the Craft Beer Festival.
Right?
If not, I guess you're not going to go to the party. I don't know where that was. I'm all confused and jumbled at this point.
If you are somebody in town who is having a war with your neighbor, feel free to write us. We'll see if we can mediate with our kumbaya skills.
Excellent.
We might be able to mediate you guys to just forgive each other, like my college, you know, person and I forgave each other and I got exclusive. Yes.
Oh, that's so nice.
Not on the show, but on the Facebook Live, you know.
Very nice.
Yeah, there's forgiveness. So if you need a little help with your neighbors, give us an email shout. We'll see if we can cajole the two of you together so that you can maybe be friends again.
Stacey, you are
life is too short.
You're a peacemaker.
I'm a peacemaker. I'm an addition to the community, Paul.
Thank you.
I try to do my part.
Thank you for being here. Have a wonderful weekend, Stacey.
Paul, we love you, Paul. And we love you, community.
We will talk to you again on Tuesday.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Don't get too wasted at the beer festival.
Remember,
we'll talk to you
later.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.